Hi, I'm Pat Crosscombe, founder and CEO of Boardspace. You are listening to my very first podcast, a series that will discuss the knowledge, history, and magic behind condo and not-for-profit boards. It is so new that I haven't even come up with a name for the series. I'm here at The Horizon, the first high-rise condominium corporation in Canada. For condo geeks like myself, this is a huge deal. I'm sitting down with Tonis Kasvan, a director on the Horizon board. Tonis has been with the Horizon through the good, the bad, and the ugly. In this podcast, he shares his experience on the board and offers words of wisdom into the success of the Horizon. Let's actually get started. So maybe you could sort of say a little bit more about the history of this condo, what you know.
What do I know? Okay. Well, in 1969, I believe it was April 15th, this was officially incorporated as a high-rise condominium corporation. There's a difference, you know, like we are the first high-rise condominium corporation in Canada, but there is also older corporations of townhouses and stuff like that.
So why did they separate the townhouses from the high-rise? Because there's no difference today anymore. They're just all condo corporations.
Bragging rights.
Oh, okay.
Because we're number one at something, we wanted bragging rights. And then we realized, well, we are the first high-rise condominium corporation in Canada, so we are number one.
So what's your history with CC number one? You obviously weren't on the board in the beginning, so when did you finally get on the board?
They didn't like me when I moved in here. This used to be like a retirement home when I first moved in. Apparently there was a lot of people that just didn't like a young guy like me moving in. Oh, youth discrimination was very active back then.
Oh, that's priceless.
And so of course every time I moved in the hallways I was always questioned, like, who are you? And this went on for years, you know. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily a welcoming building. And then over time, when they realized that I was an owner, you know, it makes a big difference. Yeah, so that's my story.
Why did you finally get on the board?
People asked me. So I think the first time I was on the board, 2003. I know this because they put me as president and then the power went out. I'm like, oh no, what to do? Because we were hearing on the news it could be 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, you know. But it was great. The community came together and we actually saw Mars, you know, because there was no light in the city, so we could see Mars. So it was a memorable experience, you know.
I can see that.
Yeah, but then after about 9 months of that, I couldn't take it anymore. I had too much going on in my life. They only brought me in because they had no leadership at the time, and I filled in, and I tried to do best I could, but it was too much.
So you got off the board?
Yeah, I got off the board as a birthday gift for myself. Yeah, I know. Sorry, this is the way I think. And 2013, they called me back in because essentially the whole board quit. There was a huge fallout. Yeah, okay, I can't let this go, you know, like, I have to step in. And yeah, it was shambles. Oh, it was bad.
Interesting.
Essentially, the board just couldn't cooperate on anything, but I think the major factor was that the property manager didn't do his job. And then after about 4 months of dealing with property manager, we fired him. And then, of course, we spent a few months trying to find another property manager, and lo and behold, Apollo Management, they actually came forward and presented something which wasn't insane. They actually brought in professional staff, or at least they looked at like it, and they were in suits and they actually cared, and we told them, like, we were in crisis mode, so we needed extra hand holding. And so after a lot of chaos and a lot of papers that were like randomly stacked around the office, they figured everything out. Thing is, for me, like, I have a leadership type where I love the chaos. To me, it wasn't bad. It was like a new challenge. And so after a whole year of, you know, tears and heartbreak and all that usual drama, things started slowly coming together. And then after a year, once we got a property manager in here, things were kind of normal. Then I said, okay, great. Now that things are normalized, I'm bored. Please, somebody else be president. Like, I stayed on the board. We agreed as a board, everyone should be president. He became president for a few years, and another guy on the board became president for a few years. And then it came back to me now because, well, we had another crisis. So I'm like, okay, well, crisis time. But I also saw the 50th anniversary coming. Mm. And I'm saying, oh, okay, well, I'll plan for that. That's something all of us can focus on while we clean up other messes.
Yes, yes. So I love the statement you have as well, a condominium that stands the test of time. We have a strong community of volunteers who continue to modernize the facilities and bring harmony to the neighborhood. Now, how did you come up with that statement?
Last year, when I decided to become president, we needed a direction, we needed a goal, we needed to understand what we were doing as a board. To me, my objective personally is to harmonize a vertical village. That's how I look at this place, you know. I know it sounds corny,
but
it's something that I can live with for myself to understand what I'm doing. And the other board, they're saying, okay, well, that's cute. And so we came up with a compromise of what we're trying to do in the buildings.
What are your secrets as to how you're going to get to that point? Or what's working for you? Maybe they're not secret, but what's working?
What's working? I suppose timing. So the past few years, I retired a long time ago because I wanted to care for my father. So he's doing well now. I have a lot less stress than what I had before. And then silly me, you know, I said, oh, okay, now I'll just become president. Now that I have a lot of extra time on my hands.
Of course. That's a great plan.
Yeah, well, you know, I said, okay, I'll be president and we'll see if I can move this place into becoming a better place over time. And so I guess just good timing. It kind of all came together and, you know, this place needed leadership and help and crisis management, and said, okay, all right, this dropped in my lap and I'll do the best I can to make it better.
One day you're going to step back from the board.
Yes.
And you will have a replacement. What advice would you give them to be successful?
It is not the end of the world when someone complains. You do the best you can, but don't take it personally.
And obviously people come to your door, so you, if they're angry, you have to deal with them.
But surprisingly, we're getting more compliments this year. Like,
great.
Oh yeah, and great. You know what? I'm reminding everybody, hey, we got a compliment. And over the past few months, we got dozens of compliments. Compliments.
So what was the switch? Because that's the part I found very, very difficult to deal with, the negativity, the complaining. And we never got any compliments, like never. What was the turning point?
Listening and responding. Like with emails, we would respond even if we had no answers. And then over time, we were addressing all those problems and complaints. But now we have a superintendent that's caught up on all the things around the building.
He's a live-in super?
Yep.
Full-time?
Yep.
Wow.
You know, that's a lot of superintendents don't live on site anymore. So we have to actually sit down with the superintendent, listen, you know, like, we're going to try to keep your office hours during office hours, but you got to realize sometimes there's an emergency, we expect you here, you know. He clearly understands that, and we've been trying to enforce that with the residents because bang, 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 his door
at all times of the day or night is a bit much. So I'm sure you read the press like I do, and a particular article in Maclean's magazine sticks in my mind, Condo Hell, and likewise, there's lots of negative press. How would you counter the negative press?
Well, yeah, because the negative press sells, unfortunately. Well, I would tell them that 1 out of 12 people live in a condo.
What's good about condos? What do you love about condos?
I don't have to shovel snow. That's what I love about this place is one thing. Second thing, I have a community of people that can help me out. Like, you know, although we are a building, we are still a group of people in a, you know, I'm going to call it a village, what it is. It's just we are a village of people. I can depend on my neighbors. For my building, at least, it's very, very quiet.
Mm. So what have you done to build a sense of community in the building?
We do occasionally throw a party, or at least coffee get-togethers and stuff like that, because, you know, we are a community. We try to keep in touch with each other. Ironically, that huge tornado that rolled by about, you know, half a kilometer from here, so we lost power for like 52 hours or something like that. And so, of course, I was in emergency mode. And so the irony from that is that we all would gather here. We gathered here. And then, you know, like people are wondering, well, when the power would come back on. Like, luckily, we had our generator serviced the week before.
Oh, how lucky.
Yeah, so we had elevators. We had hallway lights. We had water pumping through the building. But of course, we couldn't power every unit. But people with mobility issues, they can go up and down and leave the building. And so once we started getting news reports about how bad it was, I asked people to just bring whatever drinks downstairs and we'll have a party. So we had a nice party Friday night, you know, tornado party. I know, it's kind of, you know, dark humor there, but...
Sure, but it works.
Yeah, well, no, people wanted to come together because, you know, like they're saying, oh my God, Ottawa was hit really bad. And people need a community and, you know, source of information, you know. And then, okay, so it was like a nice mild party on Friday night. And then we just told everybody, well, this is going to be a long one, so we're going to have a big party Saturday night. And yeah, so we had a huge big party here. Also, another tractor was that we actually had power in this office connected to the generator. So what I did is I took a power bar and hooked it to the outside so people would come down with their phones and charge up. We do try to get together as much as we can, but it seems like a disaster has to happen for the entire community to come together.
True enough, true enough. Thank you for spending your time with us. If you are looking for more news about boards and condos, take a look at our blog, subscribe to our newsletter, The Elevator, or follow us on Twitter to stay in the loop. Once again, thanks for listening. See you next time on the podcast. And please send me your suggestions for a better name.